paragraph base, וזה בחינס חלה וכל מתנס כהונה שנויסנים מדברי מייכל דייקו. Rav Nosson Zal says, with this introduction, we'll be able to understand the mitzvah of chala and the other gifts that the Torah tells us that we give to the Kohanim, which are given from food specifically. Ubeyoser, and especially migidulei horetz, from agricultural produce, whether it's fruits, vegetables, trees, things like that. Shehim truma, ubikurim, umaisrois, v'chala habor b'achroina. For example, these gifts, with chala being a final one, because chala is the only one that's given not from the raw product, from the raw produce, but only after you've harvested the wheat and you've ground it and sifted it and turned it into flour, and now you've mixed it with water already to make dough from it, and even in this final stage, you're separating some of that dough to give to the kohen. Kimashi Yisrael him kvushim bagoyla betchila b'chol mokayim sheim etultolam sham, because the fact that the Jewish people are oppressed in exile at first, in whatever places we end up wandering and drifting to, whether the furthest places on the earth, New Zealand, all kinds of places, Australia, where the Jewish people have found their ways to these places in exile. Why is that? Ze machmas shebechol mokoim yesh nitzutzois unefoshois kedoishois harbe shenidchu venafoitzu venespazru l'shom al yidei chet adam arishoin v'yidei chatoi kol adoirois ad ayom hazeh. The reason for this is, it's because of the fact that there are many holy sparks and actual holy souls that have drifted to all of these distant places as a result of the sin of Adam Orishon. When Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Adam and Chava were a composite of all the souls, of all the holiness. And when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, it was like there was an explosion, a spiritual explosion that took place, and all of these sparks of holiness and all these souls that were in them were blown to smithereens and were blown all over the world, to the far furthest recesses of the world, as a result of their sin and as a result of the sins of all the subsequent generations. The generation of the flood, the generation of the Dor HaFlog, or those who built the Tower of Babel. Until today, and this is still continuing until today, Ve'elu hanitzutzois v'hanefoshois, Metzapim u'mechakim tomid, sheyovoy l'shom ish ha'yisraeli. These sparks, these holy sparks, and these holy souls are waiting and yearning for a Jew to arrive in their country, in their city, in their neighborhood. V'tekev shebo l'shom ish ha'yisraeli, and as soon as a Jew arrives on the scene there, heim noiflem olav, these souls and sparks of Kedusha are attracted to that person. They attach themselves to that person, they encircle the person, and they attach themselves to the person, so that that Jew should do what needs to be done for these souls or these sparks of holiness to get their tikkun, to be completed, to be able to be to go back to their source, back to heaven, back to the heavenly throne where they came from. Umachmas she'elu hanitzutzos munochem bein agoyim ubein haklipos, and because of the fact that these sparks and these souls find themselves among non-Jews, among alien, they're in alien territory, and they're among the klipos, shehem nechozim umahudokem bohem oid, which are very strongly attached to them. Because of the fact that these sparks and souls are in totally secular terror, you know, places that have nothing to do with Judaism, and they've been there for years or whatever, they become attached there. The tumah, the impurity and everything, attaches itself to these souls and everything. And al yedei ze yesh yisurim gedoylim le'ish ha'yisraeli shebo l'sham. And as a result of that, when these sparks, who are in such bad shape, because they've been in a place of non-Jews for so many years, when they attach themselves to this Jew who has arrived, the Jew experiences suffering, struggle, difficulty. Kigam haklipois, because these because the negative forces are also trying to draw from this Jew. Besides the fact that these holy sparks are trying to attach themselves to the Jew to get a tikkun, all of the negative things that are present in this area are also trying to attach themselves to the Jew to draw life from him, to draw energy from him. V'chol hamachshavos rois v'zorois u'bilbulim, and therefore all the bad thoughts and all the confusion and all the struggle that the Jew experiences in such a place, haboy mehem, which come from them, nechozim boy, all of this attaches itself to the person, machmas sheroyim shahanitzutzois roitzim lestakim, because these forces of tuma, these klipos, see that these sparks are looking to escape. Those these sparks of holiness that till now were living peacefully in a secular place, in a place of impurity and everything, suddenly they've woken up and they've decided to go back to their roots. And now these klipos see this and say, hey, hold on a second, what's going on here? We're not going to let you leave so easily. So these klipos, these forces of tuma rise up, and they're going to try to block this. They're going to try to prevent this. Ve'ikar hisachazom vizgarusom, and when do these forces of tumah fight hardest? When that Jew who finds himself in such a place tries to do any kind of mitzvah, whether he's trying to pray, he's trying to give charity, whatever it is, any kind of good deed that he's trying to do, these klipos are upset. She'oz huzman tikunam ugeulosom shel hanitzutzais mibein ho'akum vaklipos ki yadua umuvan kol ze besifra benazal bekama mekoymos, because that's the opportunity when this Jew who finds himself in such a place decides to do a mitzvah, that's the best opportunity for all of those sparks and souls there to jump on the train, to jump on the bandwagon and be taken out of there, be taken out of where they've been for so long, as is described throughout Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, exactly, in many places, umuvan beremez gam besifrei hazoyar v'chol kisvei arizal, and this is discussed also in hidden form, in hints, in the Zohar HaKodesh, in the writings of the Arizal, shehem echod mehayisoides hagdoilos, this is one of the most important foundations, Shesifrei ho'arizal v'hazoyar miyusodim aleihem, which the writings of the Arizal and the Zohar HaKodesh are based on. This principle of what took place when Adam Rishon ate from the tree of wisdom, how all of these sparks and souls, you know, got scattered, and the whole mission of the Jewish people throughout the hundreds or thousands of years that were in exile is to be able to try to serve Hashem properly and thereby not only help ourselves, but help all of those sparks and souls around us. Kiyadua lemevinim, as is known to those who understand a little bit in Kabbalah and secrets of Torah, b'mekoymos ein misbar. This is mentioned in countless places throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah, throughout the Sifrei Chassidus. V'ze bechinas tichbad ho'avoido al ho'anoshim. Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we can understand what Paro's response was when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen showed up and said, we're here as messengers from Hashem to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. Paro said, really? Guess what? Just for that, I'm going to make things even worse. I'm going to make their suffering harder. Tichbad ho'avoda. Now the work is going to be doubled. Till now, they had to do construction, but we gave them bricks. We gave them materials. Now they're going to have the same quota. They have to put up the same building in the same amount of time, but they have to make the components also. They have to make the bricks. No, they're going to have to start from sand, you know. Bechinas, as Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem afterwards, Umeoz bosi al paro ledaber mishmecha, from the moment that I came to Paro to speak in your name about taking the Jews out of Egypt, hey ra lo mazeh, he made things worse for the Jewish people. Why? As we just said, because when the forces of evil see that these sparks of holiness are trying to get away, they say, one minute, we're not going to let this happen. We're going to do whatever we can to block this. V'zehu toikef arichas hagolus. And this is the story regarding the long, long exile that we're going, that the Jewish people are going through. Bifrat achshav, especially today. Ki kol ma shesomuch yoyser v'yoyser al haketz. Because the closer we get to the finish line, the closer we get to the redemption, mizgabrim u'mizgarin yoyser kol ha-misnagdim el hakdusha, that all the opponents of the holiness get agitated and they get upset and they start trying harder and harder to hold on to us, to pull us down, not to let this happen. V'ha-klipois, v'ha-taivois, v'ha-nisyonois, v'ha-bilbulim, and the forces of tumah, and the evil desires, and the tests, and the confusion, all of this gets stronger and stronger when they start hearing that rumble that it's almost time for the Mashiach to come. It's almost time for the Jews to be taken out of exile completely. So these other guys say, hold on a second, one second, we're not going to let this happen. As is explained in another place in our writings. Utsrichin hischaskus godol ma'oid ma'oid kenegdom. And the Jews have to really work very, very hard. We have to try very hard to stand up to this opposition, to stand up to this battle. Ulachakois li Yeshua Hashem becholeis bechol mokim shebam l'shem begolos v'tiltul. And to yearn and hope for Hashem's salvation all the time, wherever we are, wherever all of these distant places that we get to in our exiles, in our travels. Ad yashkif ve'yera Hashem yishamayim, until Hashem will look down upon us from heaven with his kindness. Ve'oz yizke, and then we'll be privileged. Shaloi dai sheyetze ve'yala misham l'cheres b'yatzmoi, that not only will the individual Jew be taken out of exile, not only will he be elevated, but rather, afgam yivarer v'yala misham kama v'kama nitzutzois hashayochem lechelik shor nishmosoi. But in addition, when this Jew receives his salvation, together with him, will come thousands of sparks of holiness and souls that are part of the same soul as his. They come from the same roots as his soul comes from. That's the connection. Bibichinas, and they will also be taken out of this exile together with him. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, v'nishar gamhu lelokeinu, and also he, also they, will be included for Hashem. At shegam hamokim biatzmo yiskadesh b'kiddush gedolah, to the point where even that place in the exile will be sanctified, will be made very holy. Sheyilmedu boi Torah barabim, whereby Jews will be able to teach Torah publicly, even in these foreign countries, even in these foreign places. Bibichinas, as the Gemara says, asidin bote tartiois, that the theaters and the stadiums that were being used for completely secular purposes are going to be converted to be used for religious teachings. And this is what we find, that when the Jews left Egypt, in the end, it says, V'achreichein yetzu berechush godol, that after the Jews are going to go through a long, difficult struggle in exile, but in the end, they're going to leave with tremendous wealth. And this word, rechush, hanemar gam al hagolus hazek yedua, that pasuk is not only referring to the Jews leaving Egypt, but that pasuk is also referring to us in the exile we're in today. Kimayshom Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara points out, v'gam es hagoy, because it says over there in the pasuk, v'gam es hagoy asher yavoidu don onoichi, and also the nation that oppressed the Jewish people, Hashem says, I'll judge them. What's the end also? It should have said v'hagoy. What's v'gam hagoy? The Gemara says that comes to include not just the Egyptians, but all the nations who have oppressed the Jewish people throughout our exile. All of them will be judged in the end. And again, in the end, we're going to succeed not just in leaving, but in taking with us thousands of sparks of holiness that we're able to bring up. One example of this that the Gemara gives us is the converts that joined the Jewish people during the time that we are in exile. The Gemara says one of the reasons why the Jews have gone into exile is so that converts should attach themselves to us. Meaning, even though we do not actively seek any converts whatsoever, and on the contrary, when a non-Jew decides to come and join the Jewish people, we try to discourage them at first. What do you need this for? You can be a good person, 100% good quality person in your own religion or in your own lifestyle. You don't need to become a Jew. There's no reason in the world for you to come and join the Jewish people. If the person insists, then at a certain point in time, we welcome them with both hands after they've shown a sincerity and, you know, et cetera. It's all kinds of things. But here again, this is an example of these sparks and these souls that when the Jew goes out of exile, these sparks come with us. And we see this today on all levels. You see the Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael even. You see hundreds, thousands of Jewish families. I just spoke 2 days ago. It was 2 days ago or yesterday. I was speaking to a person for the first time who lives here in Efrat in Israel. And he was telling me that his parents and grandparents grew up in the United States. And when he decided to make Aliyah, like, everybody looked at him like, why in the world would you want to do this? You know, you're comfortable here. You're not a foreigner. You're not a greenhorn or anything. You grew up in that generations. It grew up, you know, what? This came as such a shock, you know, a surprise in a sense. But we see this taking place slowly, gradually, hundreds, thousands of families from all over, whether the United States, Canada, Australia, South Africa, all over the place. We see people leaving their exile, leaving these secular countries and deciding to come to Eretz Yisrael, even though we are still in exile. And in Eretz Yisrael itself, we're in exile within exile, but still you can't deny that there's an incredible change leaving a foreign country and coming home, coming to Eretz Yisrael with all of its chesroinos, with all of its problems.